given that some of the products we tested are fine to have occasionally, and even the ones with the highest lead levels are far below the concentration needed to cause immediate harm, the real risk with lead is, even if you are exposed to kind of low levels consistently over time, that lead could kind of build up in the body and eventually cause problems farther down the line. So I'd say the advice is more scrutinize your protein shakes and take a look at what you're using to make an informed decision rather than immediately freak out.
And maybe it sounds lay off. I mean, in the sense of like not having it every day or not having it three times a day.
That's one of the things that surprised me personally reporting out the story is, like you and like many Americans, I was like really worried that I wasn't getting enough protein. I totally bought into the protein mania. But talking to nutrition experts and researchers in protein, the thing I heard again and again is for the average person, you can very easily get all the protein you need from eating whole foods. And it doesn't make much sense to turn towards protein supplements.